Welcome to Dish Nation!
Bradley Cooper might have a new career on the horizon.
And Lionel Richie, honey, is sharing his new nickname.
Oh, plus Arnold Schwarzenegger is a fun grandpa, and wait till you hear why. But HK, what you got first?
Okay, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills alum Lisa Rinna and her husband Harry Hamlin have had a long run. Now, they've been married for 27 years this week, and they have two daughters, but their first date wasn't so great. Now, in a joint interview for Us Weekly, Harry said, the waiter comes up to our table to give us our menus and says, you two are gonna get married and have children. You're soulmates. And you're gonna have a great life together. At this point, Lisa and I didn't know each other at all.
Oh.
And they both agreed their first kiss was horrible, but they had a second date. And a couple months later, the rest is history.
Wow. Oh, okay.
But why would he say their first kiss wasn't good? Was her lips done then? Did she have a
No, she ain't had no lips back then, so probably the grip wasn't there.
It probably teeth hitting each other.
Yeah.
You know. Mm.
Two people.
She had some lips. Yeah, she had lips. My bad. Okay. She did have lips. You know what? Yeah. She always did have lips. Yeah, that's true.
But that does, like, you know, prove that, like, hey, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. True. I'm glad that they didn't give up on each other.
Right.
Because if it was in this era of dating apps,
oh my God,
they would have moved right on to the next one.
Yeah. I remember one time I went on a date with this guy. I was really, like, looking forward to it. And then we go to this, my favorite restaurant was called Prime 112. We go there, the steak is good. And he looks at the waiter and he says, you know, I'd like to order the filet mignon.
That's bon appetit.
The filet mignon?
The filet mignon.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
You dodged the bullet.
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon. And, like, the waiter was like...
Some people have never seen certain words written
then
down.
Then don't order that. Okay, if you don't know what it's saying,
you want to try something new.
Don't order that.
He might have ordered the salmon.
Just say, hold on, not too hard on the salmon, because Haitians say that all the time. Salmon.
Salmon. Salmon. All right, y'all. Bradley Cooper is a big time actor, but if the work ever dries up, he could become an EMT because he keeps taking actresses to the hospital.
Oh,
last year, Brooke Shields was getting ready for a one-woman show in New York when she had a seizure and a fall. Bradley, who lived across the street, rushed over and rode with Brooke to the hospital in the ambulance. And get this, y'all, it's happened before. The very first time they met, Bradley went to see his maestro, co-star Carey Mulligan, in a play. And during the performance, Carey was hit in the head by a piece of the set, but no one saw. Well, Bradley went backstage to meet her after the show, realized she wasn't okay, and drove her to the emergency room.
Ooh. At some point, this guy needs to be a suspect.
Yeah, I'm seeing a pattern. Because why every time you come around, the ambulance got to come too?
Exactly.
He could just be like a really nice guy. Like, true story, a friend of mine took some drugs one time and was waiting on a show to start at the Hollywood Bowl, and he was like sweating because he took those kind.
Yeah.
And he was like sitting there kind of freaking out, and there was one other person standing in the hallway kind of looking at him, waiting for the show to start, and it was Bradley Cooper. Like, about to give my buddy a bottle of water. So, like, I think he just keeps his head on a swivel.
But Bradley's so fine, I wouldn't mind if he came with an ambulance.
You would probably fall out on purpose.
I would, baby. Take me to the ambulance, Bradley.
Jesse's gonna start tripping around Bradley Cooper all the time.
Right.
I feel so fine. My ankle.
Moving on. Okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger is known for being an action hero, among other things. Well, now he's, guys, I guess he's some kind of chef. He feeds his grandkids the same thing he feeds his pets.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let me explain. He recently shared on The Tonight Show that he makes special cookies out of oatmeal, bananas, and honey. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And his donkeys, dogs, and pig come into the kitchen. He feeds them these cookies, and now the grandkids are getting in line too. Check it out.
So when Catherine comes over with my grandchildren, I mean, they then stand in line, and so then I give a cookie, you know, to Lulu, then I give a cookie to the Dutch, I give a cookie to Schnitzel, a cookie to the Schnelli, the pig, and then the two girls stand there like this.
They're like, him and Pat have been eating those cookies too, honey. He's like, he done got thick up there, honey.
I wonder where he got that cookie recipe from. Was it from the...
From Patty.
From the maid that was at...
Oh, wow. We have a good story about Arnold Schwartz. Arnold being a fun
I want to do Patty's son eat the cookies.
Well, honey, I'm bad.
The best way to a man's heart is his stomach, so she taught him that recipe.
Yeah, she was down there giving him that cookie.
What if he was like...
What
if he was giving him the cookie, all right.
And then I made the churro, and I give him all the churros.
So, Brett, how would you feel if Arnold was to do this to little True if he was babysitting?
Yeah, would you let him eat Arnold's cookies?
Absolutely not.
What ingredient threw you off, or is it just the giver?
Hello, yeah, baby Drew. Would you like a cookie?
I'm very overprotective of my kid. Okay, he couldn't have. He can't eat this. He's too young.
Yeah. Well, can he eat oatmeal? Not yet.
He gets oatmeal in his cereal. Okay. In his, yeah.
What kind of treats do you make for your dogs?
They like sweet potato wrapped. It's wrapped with chicken.
And filet mignon. Yeah. And filet
mignon. They do eat steak, lobster, and shrimp.
Ooh. Oh. You should be one of her dogs.
I'm going to catch me about it.
Well, y'all, Reese Witherspoon loves dogs so much, she wouldn't mind being one, especially one of Brad's dogs, okay? She recently took down the IG Live discussing what dog breed she would like to be and even asked fans to send any photos of pups that resemble her.
Oh, my God.
Check this out.
I know one.
You think you would be?
Yorkie.
A Yorkie?
I think I'm a Yorkie. Or, you know what, I'm not a Rottweiler. I'm not a Doberman Pinscher.
She's the little Taco Bell dog.
Chihuahua.
Golden Retriever.
Yo. So like, what do y'all think she look like, a poodle?
I don't see Yorkie.
I see the little Taco, what's the Taco Bell dog?
The Gato Taco Bell dog.
Yeah.
I get that. I get the Yorkie thing. The teacup Yorkie is so very small and its hair is all big.
I have Yorkies and they don't look like her.
No?
You know.
If you guys were an animal, what would y'all be?
I'd probably be a German Shepherd.
Oh yeah, why's that?
Because I just like German Shepherd.
I feel like I'd be a mermaid. Is that an animal?
It's a fantasy creature.
Not, it's not a real animal?
Yeah.
Mermaid's not real? No. They got a whole movie about it.
Yeah.
There's nothing exists with a tail and a half human. Like, you know.
That's
well,
not
Jason,
real.
You could be an animal. I'll accept your mermaid.
I could be a centaur.
What's that?
Which is like a man.
A
with that's man and horse.
Well,
which part
that's
is
not
horse?
About a real
that's also
animal.
Not real.
Tanner, what would you be? Probably a skunk?
No, I know he's trying to be
I'll
funny.
I'll probably be like a little raccoon. Like raccoons, you know, they're always getting into everything, sneaking around at night.
I actually think you'd make a cute skunk, Tanner. Because it's your hair.
Yeah. A skunk?
Yeah.
No, they're cute because of the hair.
Yes.
No.
That's why I said you'll be a gray skunk.
Oh, powerful.
Not T.T. LePew.
T.T. LePew.
Well, y'all, Lionel Richie says he wants to feel young all night long.
All night.
Yeah, probably forever in his case. So he recently did an interview sharing how thrilled he was for his baby girl, Sophia Richie, and her husband, Elliot, after they announced they were expecting their first child. But get this, that doesn't mean he want to be called Grandpa.
Yeah.
He said, I'm Pop-Pop. We don't get the Grandpa. Yeah, that's a little deep. Pop-Pop is where we're going.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of Pop-Pops. My friend named, that's his grandfather named Pop-Pop.
Pop-Pop.
Yeah. My mom didn't want to go by Grandma, so she's Nana.
Okay. Yeah, my wife is Gigi.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
My mom is, to my son is Gang-Gang.
Gang-Gang.
Yeah, Gang-Gang.
But Lionel getting up there in age, they might call him Pop-Pop-Pop when he become a granddad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you don't get to, you know, you don't get to hear those nicknames for great-grandparents, you know?
Like that's just, What about Paul?
Exactly, like on the Walter Paul.
My Paul.
Yeah, we got Paul Pauls in Oklahoma.
Okay, because Lionel Richie got a 33-year-old girlfriend.
Exactly.
They could call him granddaddy.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why he don't want to be called granddaddy. He want to be called Pop-Pop, because he be popping it.
As long as he keeps those face surgeries going, you never know how old he is, so.
Well, the face surgery is keeping him young, and so is the 30-year-old.
Mm, exactly.
She down there getting a Pop-Pop.
Yeah, give it to me, granddaddy. Don't hit the same. You know what I'm saying?
She down there all night long, all night.
Well, up next, Snoop Dogg admits he almost passed out, and no, it wasn't over Mary Jane. It was another love addiction, and we'll explain what that was after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like the thought of iconic 70s sex symbol Pam Grier still makes Snoop D-O-double-G blush. Now, he pulled up on a Jennifer Hudson show and relived the moment he met the film star while they were en route to film their movie Bones back in the day. Check it out.
I'm sitting down. And Pam Grier walk up and just sit right next to me and start talking
What'd
to me.
What you do?
My heart beating fast, Jim. Jim, my heart beating fast. So I'm like, okay, I hear what you're saying, Pam. Give me a minute. I go to the bathroom and faint.
Yo.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Especially because he's so tall. I bet it made a crazy thud, too. Like, when he hit the little walls in that little bathroom in there.
Have y'all ever met a celebrity that made y'all faint like that?
I met Tiffany Amber Thiessen one time years ago, and she was on Saved by the Bell for years. And, like, that was obviously, like, when I was a kid, and she was, like, a teenager then or whatever. I was like, oh, my gosh. And so when I met her, it was literally one of those... nice to meet you.
I was like that when I met Prince.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I damn near wanted to just pass out. I had to just breathe.
How did that feel?
I bear hugged him, and he don't like hugs. I didn't know all that. I didn't care.
No.
And his security didn't stop me. I just... Like, he was just amazed. He was so beautiful. Oh, my God. Later, when I met him and got to know him and stuff, he explained to me that he doesn't do hugs because he said, how would your significant other feel if you hugged everybody?
Yeah, that's true.
But that's a good point.
My wife doesn't mind because we're huggers, but I understood what he was saying.
That's a good
point. Didn't want his woman hugging on everybody.
Yeah.
So, I'm like that, too, then.
Whoever she was that year, you know she was bad.
Okay. Okay, y'all. Well, keeping it moving, during Donald Glover's press tour for the remake of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, he was asked, what advice did the OG Mr. Smith, Brad Pitt, give him about the role? He said this. He didn't give me any real point. He kind of Brad Pitted. He is way out of it. He was like, you'll do great.
Oh, I guess.
Well, damn.
He probably don't want nobody to try to play that role anyway.
Exactly. True. I'll do him. Mm-hmm.
Well, also, what are you going to tell Donald Glover? You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy's had success in so many different industries. And he's been around a long time already. So it's just like, you just do your thing.
But it would have been nice that Brad Pitt gave him a piece of nice, good advice.
Yeah, like, don't stay at your co-star too long.
Right.
Something, anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, practice your lines in public.
Exactly. Don't be going in that girl trailer, okay?
All right.
Only one take for love scenes.
Right. Okay. It's like, and a lot of times these scenarios might be a red carpet or an interview set up or whatever, and there's no time to really give, like, thoughtful advice.
I feel like people who work drive-thrus have the best opportunity because you're kind of holding the food for ransom. So you can ask ask said question, and they kind of know what it is. You know, you get the food after you give me the advice, you know?
Right. So if I'm down there...
People do that, hey, crack. They do that to me at the drive-thru.
No,
what? Damn it, they do.
It happened to me yesterday because they was asking me some, like, you know, TV stuff yesterday. And it's like, I know my food's ready because what I ordered was basic. And I know you just, we're just waiting for somebody to order that. And you could have handed it to me.
Right.
But no, you wanted to get this information
like,
out of me first.
Hey, and you roll your window down, like, what's up? You asking me something about my food? They'd be like, so how did you get discovered?
Down to the Popeye's window?
Is my food ready? No, the wings still cooking. It's 30 wings right behind you. I see them.
Now, we made yours fresh.
Yeah. We actually killing the chicken right now. Yeah. The chicken's in the back.
God,
we just killed it.
How did you do that?
Up next, find out which two blonde singers Flavor Flav keep mistaking each other for. The answer after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. It's time for a
Dish Debate.
All right, y'all. Now, another dating podcast topic has entered the chat, and we wouldn't be us, honey, if we didn't give our two cents. So, honey, Raising Kanan star Malcolm Mays says that he refuses to date because he does not, honey, want to spend money on someone he is not into a relationship with. Take a look.
Yo, I don't date because I don't believe in spending money on people that are not already in the game. Like, if you in the game, if you mine, if you are my boo, money will be spent on you. It means it could be mountain or beach or, you know, something where two people can be regular and you can get to know somebody.
I should have known he was of African descent.
Yeah.
What? A man who's been through some things and it probably got him to the point to where, like, he don't want to blow no more money on relationships or dates that don't go nowhere.
Nah. Gary is completely right.
First off, I have a lot of rules about dating.
Yeah.
And I understand what he's talking about because women will hit you up to be the meal ticket.
Foodie call.
Don't be the meal ticket.
But you often don't know. And so before you wind up being the meal ticket for a lot of people, you kind of have to figure out, like, are you actually into me? Or is it because you know I'll take you out to a nice dinner?
Yeah, okay, there are men and women that are out here dating for survival. They're not dating because they want to be in a relationship. They dating because they need their Netflix to stay on next month.
There's nothing worse than when I've sat down and we have a nice appetizer, maybe we have a couple drinks, and 5 minutes in, I know it's not going anywhere, but I'm still on the hook for $300 for dinner.
No,
but
you're not.
Why are you? But let me ask you this: your first date, why is it $300?
Because because oftentimes, just to be super real, oftentimes it's because I'm like, wow, this girl is stunning, mm-hmm. and I want to make a really good.
So that's your answer.
So that's your fault.
that's you.
You took her to the $300.
Well, no, because I'm
so
not going to take
her
you.
Fault.
No,
there's a pocket of women that will complain that oh, you didn't spend it. You took me where?
Like Jason Dam said, a coffee date. You have by date no coffee date. You want a coffee?
You guys don't believe in coffee date, like. Nice coffee shop, especially here in Atlanta. There's so many nice coffee shops.
There's so many cool things to do. I need y'all to get more creative.
Yeah.
But he wanted to impress. That's why he's paying $300.
All right, y'all. Moving on. We all have that one uncle that can never get anybody's name right.
Mm. Yup.
And clearly, we all know who that uncle is here, Gary. Well, in Hollywood, y'all, it's Flavor Flav! In 2012, Flav repeatedly called Miley Gwen at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
No.
Till it wasn't until after Miley left, witnesses told Flav it was actually Miley who he just met and not Gwen Stefani. Well, at this year's Grammys, Flav got it right, y'all. He greeted Miley by the correct name, and she responded with, "You know it's me. I made it. You don't think I'm Gwen Stefani anymore." Flav also shared a pic of him and Miley Cyrus to X with the caption, "My girl Gwen Stefani. I mean, Miley Cyrus at Miley Cyrus. Give my girl her flowers."
No.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But I do have it bad with names sometimes, though.
We know, Gary.
Like some of the producers here, I still don't remember their names, but I speak to them. So.
That's why he called them everything else. He might be like, "Hey, Sherry." Yeah. And you really think he's joking, but he really don't know y'all names. Yeah.
Next to you, my name is in the prompter, and you've called me Trevor, which is our cameraman's name.
It took Gary 8 months to learn my name.
Every day.
Ooh, y'all, well, find out which star's acting was criticized so bad he had to go into hiding. That tea after the break. Dish Nation. And we're back!
Hey.
So Jamie Dornan, who played Christian Grey in the 50 Shades of Grey movies, says that critics were so hard on him and gave him such bad reviews that he and his wife went into hiding, y'all.
Wow.
Despite the movie doing extremely well at the box office, Jamie said that they went to 50 Shades of Grey director Sam Taylor Johnson's house way out in the boonies to shut themselves out from everyone. And not to mention, he was contracted to do two more movies for the franchise at the time. But guys, was the movie that bad?
I didn't see it.
I never seen it either.
You never saw them?
I thought it was a sex movie.
Oh, but I heard it wasn't as like crazy as the book. And I got the internet. So.
Was it good, y'all?
I loved them.
I never saw it. A lot of women I know who are really into it, but it's like you could just tell from clips. Like I've seen a lot of clips, and the clips are not good.
Was it a lot of sex in it?
Not enough.
It wasn't even a lot of
sex. It's an S&M style movie where they're like getting tied up or whipping.
It's like a lot of anticipation.
Yeah. Was it more sex than the first Bridgerton?
It wasn't a lot of sex. To me, it wasn't a lot of sex in the movie.
It was like a PG-13 sex movie.
Yeah. Like,
have y'all ever had anything happen to you in your personal public life that just made you want to just duck your head and just run away?
No, like all the time.
What was the big thing for you?
But I just don't. I got bills to pay.
You can't.
Anybody who works in entertainment at all, like you're obviously always getting exposed to people hating on what you do or not thinking you do it right or not thinking you do it good enough. I mean, that's just life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Toughen up, buddy.
Yeah.
You're in Hollywood.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.